We just love any sort of setting where it's like a listening room environment. So if there's like, 500 people that are all quiet and all there specifically to watch the live music, I mean, that is absolutely the ideal setting. Because we've played in bars with, maybe 150 people or something, or, sometimes less, whatever. But if it's 150 people who are not paying attention and you're kind of competing with crowd noise, it's not the ideal situation. So we're just sort of yelling our whole way through and trying to keep everything upbeat and just trying to get through the night. And then there are times where we play for 25 people in a living room, and that's just magical, because everybody is there to see the music and they're quiet, and we can get really intimate and play sad, quiet songs or, get really touching instead of having to, blast through the whole night. Yeah, so that's my answer. I don't know, Blaine.
Yeah, I'd say the same. I mean, as far as you could say, like I would not ignore the invitation to play Madison Square Garden. We could do that, and that would be amazing. But if you have that many people in there, the odds of everybody kind of being low key or attentive probably slim to none. But a huge venue that is, like Sarah said, like attentive and like just really, really awesome. Just being in front of a big crowd. I mean, I'd say like people don't play out live if they don't want to entertain, They would just stay at home or make
Right.
albums and sell albums on the internet. But if you want to go out and play live shows, you want to entertain and you like spotlights. So it's like we love to entertain big crowds. And then
Yeah.
Sarah was mentioning like living room concerts and stuff like that. I mean, you're playing in front of 25 people or less or maybe a little bit more, and everything is unplugged except for your vocals, and you can hear everything crystal clear. I mean, that's a beautiful thing in itself. I do occasionally like